Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for the gift that we have through your Son, Jesus, that we have forgiveness of our sins, that we have peace that this world does not understand, peace that we are forgiven and that we are in harmony within ourselves and that we can rejoice in you. And I pray that you will be present with us as we talk about how we can help patients in our offices to bring them a comfortable way to wear their dentures if they lost their teeth. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So how many of you do dentures? How many of you enjoy it? How many of you have problems now and then? Okay, let's see. I'm going to go a little bit about my history. I came to the United States when I was 18, and I graduated from a formal university, Loma Linda La Sierra campus, which is now just La Sierra University. And I'm from the former country, former Yugoslavia, now Bosnia. So I'm old enough to have two formers. Yeah, and I graduated from Loma Linda in a school of any European accounting. No, you know which year that is, right? 89. There's two central. Not many of you can do that. Okay, about my work, after I graduated, a hospice group came from San Francisco, came to Loma Linda, and out of 5 schools in California, they picked me from there to work in a clinic that they have in Trinidad and Tobago in a Catholic-run school, trade school. So I was there to train a dental assistants and work on the patients there. So, Lord blessed, you know, when I went there, they said, you know, whatever you do, just don't talk about your religion. I'll leave that aside. So, that's the people from San Francisco, they told me. I said, no problem. I won't do it on the campus, but I will do it outside. So, we did, and my wife worked with the church there and helped, and I was working with a clinic there. And then, when I came there, they were complaining how the dentists barely make their cost. So I prayed, and the Lord blessed that I doubled. So I spoke even there, or God spoke even there, even though I didn't talk about religion. They saw the difference because, you know, they doubled it. They had money enough to pay me, and still they had money there. So I praise God for that. But then I came back to the United States, and I worked for a place, and they did a lot of Denical, or state-supported. I don't know how it's called in different states. So worked there for a year, and then someone said, why don't you come to this town, Visalia? There's no dentist that takes a Denical and starts an office. You'll be able to start right away. So I said, well, I prayed, and I said, okay, Lord, if the opportunity opens, I'll go there. So we went there and found an office that orthodontist just moved out. Everything was plumbed and ready. I just bought 2 used chairs, and I started. And within a year, I had to move to a bigger place and had several associates, and Lord blessed. But in that setting, you know, I did lots of dentures, and I had lots of challenges, like all of you that make dentures, you have them. So in all of that, I was thinking, you know, what can be done to improve. So I'll go a little bit through what's available, and then I'll present what I created to help making dentures better. So first thing is about bite record. We do know that even if you make the most aesthetically beautiful dentures, if the bite is incorrect, it's worthless. You can have a good suction, they can bore the molding and everything, the denture stays in there. When they eat, they get dislodged, and it's goner. It's most challenging part in doing it because, you know, You're working with elderly people, and especially if they don't have any teeth, you know, where do they close? It's a challenge. And also, it's the most frequent cause for remakes or doing a new wax trying. So let's look a little bit at the bite rings. Now, last week, I went to the lab, local lab that I work, and I said, let me see any of your bite rings that you haven't took a picture. So this is what I got it. Okay. The benefits of wax ring is that we're all taught how to do it. We know. It's easy. It has challenges working with the patient and their cooperation to get it right. Patients tend to bite into protrusive, so you check them at a wax try-in, they close their in, so you can, ooh, good. So you deliver the denture, and they come a week later, and they say they're falling off, and you look, and they close, and you have overjet. What went wrong? So then you, have you had that experience? So I'm not the only one. Yeah. The other one is possible rotations. And you'll see it on this slide and in a few slides next, what I mean by that. You know, a bite wax rim is there, and a patient closes. If one side is higher than the other, can you detect it? No. So, you know, you think you're okay. And then when you get the denture back, then one side is higher, and then you have to adjust the denture. Well, we'll look at it. Why is that? And with this technique, you need, after you take impressions, you need to send it to the lab and make another appointment to bring the patient back so that you can take those records. Okay, see this side? And you see that side? See this side is contacting, the other side is not. But here is bite registration in it. So you can see right here that they bit through the impression, but on this side, that probably lifted up to until it got enough resistance from your bite material to stop it and to settle in. So that's what the problem with these bite wings is, that patient tends to bite protrusive, or you end up with one side higher than the other. I'm going to talk about digital dentures. How many of you heard of them or done any digital dentures? There's several of them. I tried Avadent. I tried Denteca, but I'll know about all of them a little bit. I read there's about 9 million dentures made last year. What do you think how many of those were made digitally? What's your guess? 1%. So we're on with the digital dentures, we're at the stage when I graduated from dental school when we were with CEREC. Just the beginning. But it's coming up, and everything is going more and more digital, especially labs want digital impressions and scans. And now they have even scanners that will scan a whole articulator. So when you articulate them, you can send it to the lab. Okay, let's talk about Avadent. I think Loma Linda got involved. Dean was with them quite a bit. Goodacre. Yeah, he was with them. Okay. They have two sets of trays. One set of trays is to take impression and bore the mold, and the other one is to take the bite. So as you can see here, it's just orientation bite. It's not any functional bite or anything, so that you can put that on a cast. Down here, they have prints of the teeth, anterior six teeth, so you can put that up and down, and a secure it on this tray, and the patient can see how the teeth will look when they're set. So you have something like this. And so you can see lip line, smile line, and then you can also see the numbers 1, 2, 3. So that's where you, how high gingival margin you want to be. So then they'll create them that way. And I've done about a dozen or more, and it took me about an hour and a half to get all the record, because after border molding and this, I know it initially, you know, everything, it takes time to get used to do it. The harder part I had is secure this teeth on it, and they wanted that on, so when they scan it, they know where to set your teeth and whatnot. With this, the next step, after you send that to them, to their lab, the next step is wax try-in. If you want, to skip, you can go to delivery of the dentures. But if you, I always like to have a wax try-in, so I order that and I put in the mouth, they like it, everything, and you go ahead and send it out, having them complete. So it takes an, a visit or two, which is, in an economy, it's a big deal. And the other thing that they claim is if patient loses the dentures or something, you just call them. Call them up, and they next day they send you a set of dentures, so you don't need to go through whole procedure with the patient to get the record and all that. They are kind of costly, even though they say they are more affordable than others, but, yeah, I don't know. It depends on for how much you can get dentures in your area. GlideWell works on a similar principle as other, as what we do with the Vitarin. You take an impression, send it to them, then they set anterior teeth and a bite block, and so you take a bite registration with that one. The benefit of it is obviously the patient can see the teeth in line. If they miss on a vertical dimension on it, I guess you could either take these teeth out or cut the wax out here so that you can overclose and then take the vertical where you want it and have them set it up to a higher line. And it would work. But that's one way of the way they do it. And they do save a one visit in overall on doing dentures. But from this, if you like this, where the teeth are, you can go to completion, because what else is there? I mean, the aesthetics, and they'll make them to fit the teeth, and you'll be fine. But you have to send to them. Pala is relatively new, at least that I'm aware of it. And they have a similar system as Denteca, and they have a trace. And I use the Denteca's trace where you take the different sizes and you take impression border mold and then you insert this in the back and then with this pin you determine the vertical dimension that you want and then you utilize Gothic arch principle to get a tracing where this would eliminate patient-induced errors, protrusive bite, or even lateral rotations. You do need to be careful on these with a pin where they're using Gothic arch tracing. Need to be careful if patient is protrusive, prognathic, that when they go forward, the back part can tip down because they will tip the upper part, and then you're going to end up with open bite when the dentures come in. So just check that in that case. And they use this paper that you put it on a palatal plate and a patient goes protrusive left and right and you read the information. I find it easier to just use occlude and just spray it. So this is one simple. Okay, let me go back a little bit. You see the line here? Here you can see the line. You're supposed to cut that off once you take impression, pull it out, and then so you will have less of that tipping and less of a possibility of a trace touching in the back so that you don't have that interferences. That's where I cut myself twice trying to cut that, so I said, no, I'm not going to do that again. They have a tool for vertical dimension that you can measure, and they have a lip line tool that you can use to measure where your lip line is. So that's why here on the bottom, see how this, they pulled the bottom one out, it's shorter, but on top they didn't in this case, which is okay. So with the digital, what is comparing here, you know, obviously they're going to be biased. And they're going to exaggerate. I mean, I don't know. Does it take 5 hours for you to make records for the denture? I don't think so. But, you know, it's taking some time. And average lab process, probably you can add a week or two, depending how fast your lab will return stuff to you if you go the other way around, because you're now waiting for that rim or wax to do the tracing, or to take the record. You already do it on that first visit when you take the impressions. So they're saying in 2 visits, I guess they excluded the visit of data collection. If you do wax try-in and then the delivery, you know, you have 2 visits there. So basically it's 3 visits counting when you start the process. So these are the components of DentKai, and you can see that it's similar to Pala, that you put, pushing the wrong button, I wanted to error. So you keep those together as one unit when you're taking the impression, functional impression, border molding. Then you slide this pin in the lower part here, and then turn the pin up and down to get your vertical dimension that you need, and then spray with occlude, the occlusal surface of the maxilla there, and you get the tracing, and then you read the tracing and take the record and send it out to the lab. Yeah, like I said, this part I didn't like, that you know, you have to cut it. I try to follow that line. It's hard. And if you don't cut all the way down, then you tear it, and then you destroy your impression. So I didn't like that. But, you know, if you're good in cutting and everything, it works good. Okay. So here's the, let's see if we can get that video. That's the third one, so I would like this one first. Yeah. We have time. No, that's the last one. That's later on. So it should be this. Did you click on that? That one? Oh, it is me. Okay, then. No, it's not that one. See what's the next one. That's me again.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. Let's go just this, and I'll show just this one. No, the last one. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Here on the video, well, we'll see how they are they're asking you to take the Gothic arch tracing.
Okay, anterior portion of the tray and the mandibular anterior portion of the tray in a patient's mouth. Simply rotate the threaded pin
until
the patient's lips
naturally
touch each other without any force. Check to see that the lips did not have any tension and the patient is not forcing their lips to close. If the patient has an existing denture, you can use the existing vertical dimension of occlusion by adjusting the center pin to match the predetermined vertical dimension. If necessary, you may cut the center pin in half to shorten the pin. After cutting the pin in half, you can smooth out the protruding pin thread with a slow-speed handpiece for the patient's comfort before taking the centric relation record. Once you have determined the patient's vertical dimension of occlusion, you will be able to identify the centric relation position by conducting a simple jaw movement. Have the patient move their jaw forward and back several times to identify the most posterior position.
So what they're asking is patient just to go forward and back, and then they just take the most posterior area. I like to do full Gothic arch where they go left and right so you can see where those lines are crossing, and I'll show you some slides of how that looks. Yes, this is first time high tech presentation. How many of you have digital scanners in your office? Which one do you have? Well, that's for Crown, but what about other things? Do any scanning cameras? I have an iTero that I can use for not just for the Invisalign, but also for anything else in a full arch. Now the CEREC is open system. You know that, right? Did you update it yet, or it's coming? Yeah, 4.5, when they update that, then you'll be able to send your scans to other labs too, not just to do it in your office.
Anterior portion of the tray and the mandibular anterior portion of the tray in a patient's mouth.
Okay. So EBRT, what does that stand for? Dentures by record taking. Huh? That's very smart, huh? Sorry. I shouldn't say it that way, but that's the kit that I developed to simplify the taking bite record on indentureless patient. So let's show the next one. Basically, what you need is the kit. You need a Sharpie. You need a monophase impression material. Bite registration will include round burr and some glue. So first thing that I do is take orientation impression. And this is where people get most confused when I talk about this kit and I say you take impression. They say, well, how you border mold? Okay, we don't border mold with this. This is just to orient so you can put it on your models, on your cast so the lab can build. So that's what that is. And so this is basically how upper and lower looks like when you do it. And so this is one of the Gothic arch tracings. As you can see, protrusive and lateral movements, and then you go to that area. And then I use round burr 2 or 4 to make small indentation. So when you put back in the patient's mouth, you have them close into that spot. And then you check for the AP rotation on if just in case if they're protrusive, prognatic. And then you fill in the material with bite registration and Regisil. There's another one. You're never going to get like they show in a picture. They show straight line and they show like a V here. It's not going to happen that way. The best way to help patient to get that is to put your finger and say, push on my finger, and then put it on the side, push on my finger, push on my finger, so you kind of guide them. And don't have them do it too often because they're going to be all over the place. Just not too far. I mean, you're going to see more markings here, like here and there, and they tend to not go all the way back when they go to the left and right. But it's kind of hard to mess it a lot. You're going to be pretty close in that area. So just put your finger and just say, and your team members can practice with the patient before you come in the chair. Say, push forward, back, so right, back, right, back, and same thing. So you guide them that way, and your team members can practice, so when you come in there, you can do it in 2 minutes and move on. Actually, even this orientation, impression, they can do it. Just put that in, put it in the mouth, hold it in the center. So it's when it's set, take it out. So, and they can put the pin also for vertical dimension, whatever that would be. Practice with the patient. When you come in, then you verify if you like the vertical dimension or not and adjust it with the pin turning up and down. And then where you at the area that you like it, then you're set to go. Okay, I'm going to show the video that I have on YouTube, me doing it. So do I press the play here or? Okay.
With EBRT tool, dentists can take bite registration records at the time final impressions are taken. No need to wait for the lab to fabricate bite blocks, thus saving time by eliminating one appointment. EBRT is utilizing Gothic arch tracing, which gives more accurate records than a bite block. First, take an orientation impression on the upper and lower arch. Impression does not need to be deeper than 1 to 5 millimeters. This impression is for trace to stay in the mouth at the same place and for lab to mount them to the cast. I use medium body impression material like Splash by Dent Mat or Aquacel Ultra Monophase to take impressions. These impressions can be taken by the auxiliary team. Once you have impressions,
didn't play whole video. Okay, once you have impressions, then you can practice the motions that I explained, and then you verify the vertical dimension and that you like it. Then take it out of the mouth, spray with occlude, do it. You get the record of the tracing, read it, in make indentation on the upper tray, put it back in the mouth, have patient close in that area, verify the AP rotation that it's not there. Fill it in with Regisil. And I put a little bit more on front and I have them close their lips so you have a lip line. And then when it's set, I mark the midline, take it out, send it to the lab. You have everything that they need. So the next visit would be your wax drying. Okay, this is a set of slides that I did on a patient that has only maxillary arch dentulus and has full set of teeth on the bottom. So this is me taking impression. I'm holding in the center so there's no rotations. That's how the impression looked afterwards. And then we're going to go now do the lower. And initially when I see it, I hold with both fingers, but then I try to hold it in the center so that I don't get that lateral rotations. And that's with his teeth. As you can see, I'm a little bit touching the border. This is fits any arch. Even if your orientation impression is on that little millimeter border that I have in there, it's okay because you know, it's just orientation to sit it and you have a proper balance on it, so it won't give you a high spot or any of that. I actually didn't have to adjust any dentures since I started using that as far as the bite is concerned, left and right, because they fit just like they fit on a cast. So there's his tracing. And I'm going with a round burr. That's there. And that's with a pin there. Fill it in. Didn't have to do midline on it. He has lower teeth, so the lab can set to that, but otherwise I would mark that. And didn't have to have lip support because, we're going to build to his existing teeth. I had a few cases where when I did this and I pulled it out and I looked, I said, sure, this is wrong. There's no way the patient's bite like this. But I'm sending it anyway to the lab. Let's see. And it came back. I put it in. I was, the patient's going to bite. And, what? It's just how it was on articulator. So it's really working good. I like it. I'm going to give you one more tip on those patients that, how many of you know what the neutral zone is? How many of you heard of neutral zone technique? Anyone? Yeah, okay. So you know how to do it? Well, the hard way is to do with those compound green and the beige one, and you warm them up. So I said, well, let me try the putty. So I rolled the putty up, put it on a base plate, and I think it will work even without the base plate. So put it on a base plate, and then I didn't have to have hot water for patient to drink to keep that compound warm so it would be forming. So I said, well, let's try this. There it is. So these are the forces where the force from the cheek, from the tongue, neutralized. You pull that out halfway, let it go, it will go down. It won't come out. It pulls it down. So patients that have a low ridge or negative ridge, this is an excellent idea to take and it's not that, doesn't take that much time. I mean, just roll half a spoon of each catalyst and the other, and mix them together, roll them up, and put them in the mouth. The reason why I think that it, I don't have a picture here. I don't have a, when I turned it over and I looked at it, that body also took the impression of the tray where I was, of the ridge where I was missing the tray. I said, probably it would work. So you don't need to wait for the lab to make you the tray. Try it, I'm sure it would work. And send that to the lab, once they have a vertical dimension where the line would be, they can trim it to that and just put teeth in that area. And the denture will stay. You'll be amazed how the forces, because they're neutral, there's nothing to dislodge it. If you violate any of those, either tongue space, tongue will push it out. If you go too far, the cheek, when they open mouth, it will pop out. Yes?
So you just roll it up. What's the bottom tray right there?
It was a base plate tray that you can glue on it, but I think it would work without it. Just put it on and have them swallow. Give them in a cup a little bit of water and have them swallow while this is setting up. You know, sip a little bit, swallow 2-3 times, sip, swallow a few times while this is setting. And the forces, tongue, and as they swallow, tongue will go out, cheek will go in, and it will form it.
And that's just sitting on the top of the ridge.
It stays on top of the ridge. And you try it. Even the dentures that I did, I pull it halfway and I let it go. You know how the denture will stay up or go up? Just pushes it down, pulls it down. Yeah. Sometimes when you set those teeth on this, they might not be on a ridge. They'll be outside. But because they are stable, patients do function. I learned that from Dr. Massad. I don't know how many of you heard or listened to Dr. Massad. Yeah. So I use it in cases where I had trouble denture staying in and a negative ridge. I resort to this. Any other questions? Yes.
So once you have that record, how does that translate to the lab?
You denture will put that on a, the lab will put that on a cast, and they'll cut it down to where the occlusal surface would be. And what they can do, they can use other type of a putty and just fill that in, so they just set teeth in that space. Or they can use half sand and half plaster, fill it in, put the teeth in, and pop that out. Yes.
How are you controlling your vertical dimension
when the putty's in there? You don't. That's separate record. This is just where to set the teeth. Yeah. You don't. This is just to take the neutral zone, where the neutral zone is. Then you translate that to your articulator, and then where you have already a bite record from either using EBRT or whatever other technique you use, and then they stay. Then they determine the vertical dimension with a notch and the incisal edge or lip line, whatever your information you gave them, and then they trim that down to that point.
And the neutral zone also translates to like where the flanges are, how deep they are, and that.
No. It's the position of the teeth.
Okay.
But to do that, you could, what Dr. Massa does also, he would cut wax all the way down, just leave the wax underneath the teeth. And then he would do a light body or not medium body impression material and put in the mouth and have patient go to swallow, and so then a cheek would form that, and you can get those areas, and then just cut the teeth and gingiva, and you have that. You can create cavities, so it will hold it, especially on the upper arch. If you if that flanges and all that is a little bit more concave, it tends to hold instead of dislodging the denture. Things that I look for when a patient's upper denture is coming off, I look for the muscles. Are they dislodging it? And then I look if it's concave or convex. And then I try to make that area more concave so that the tissue can sit in there and hold it. And then the occlusion is also if they are dislodging when they... Your muscle would be if the denture comes loose when they open wide and your flanges are too long. Bite would be if when they close down, then it's an occlusion issue. You have imbalance there, so they're kicking it out of the suction and they're coming down. Any other questions? Any lab can put it. It's just like your wax rim. Yeah. And no, nothing to it. Basically, I have a few samples here, but what I do, I take the pin out, because if they, you know, when you have the pin in, they can pass out and have one, take upper and lower so you can see. If the pin is too low, like this, because the vertical dimension is high, that might sit on a cast. So I just take that out when I send it to the lab. So then they have, and if anything is interfering, they can just cut it out. Yeah.
And they'll still have the study there.
That's holding them, yeah. Right, so they won't come apart. This one hold it. It's just allows you to determine the vertical dimension. Okay.
Yes.
I think Denteca would or Napala would probably be the easiest, less technique sensitive. With Avadent, but then again, be careful on that separating and cutting it, that you don't cut yourself. Yeah, because with Avadent, I guess, yeah, this part putting the teeth on it was what was cumbersome for me, and it would fall out, and I had problems. That's in my hands, but it might be no problem in your hands. I don't know. No, we're all different.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.